Children of the Heavenly King, January 11th. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Let no one feel that he is stepping down and becoming a child of God. It was the only begotten Son of God who stepped down, leaving his splendor, his majesty, his high command, and clothing his divinity with humanity, that humanity might touch humanity, and divinity lay hold upon divinity. He came to this earth, and in our behalf suffered the death of the cross. Christ has made an infinite sacrifice. He gave his own life for us. He took upon his divine soul the result of the transgression of God's law. Laying aside his royal crown, he condescended to step down, step by step, to the level of fallen humanity. He hung upon Calvary's cross, dying in our behalf, that we might have eternal life. Does it seem a small thing that he should endure all this, that we might be called the sons of God? Does it seem a small thing to you to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King, partakers of an immortal inheritance? Such is the infinite goodness of God that through Jesus Christ's merits he not only spares but pardons and justifies us, and through the righteousness of Christ imputes righteousness to us, and exalts and ennobles us by making us children of his adoption. We become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. He lifts men and women from their degradation and exalts them in righteousness. He calls them his jewels, and a peculiar treasure unto him. They are trophies of his grace and power, and of his greatness and riches in glory. They therefore are not their own, but are bought with a price, and through the extraordinary office of the atonement of Christ have been brought into nearness and the most sacred relationship to Jesus Christ. They are called his heritage, his children, the members of Christ's body, of his flesh and of his bones, yea, they are joined to the Lord by intimate relationship with him.